All right, I'm here today with two of my very trusted advisors, and actually that's what I brought them in here to talk about, because me and my right-hand man were
sitting on my right, literally,
we're talking about the kind of advice that we give to each other and how we receive advice. Do you kind of want to set the scene and maybe what we were talking about?
I think we were talking about advice versus answers. So advice is kind of a different animal than an answer, which is kind of cut and dry. What's the length of this? Here's the answer. How do I fix this? Here's the answer. Whereas advice is like, what do you think I should do? What is my, what's my preferred method of achieving this dream that I have? And so I normally veer from everybody else or from when I give advice. It's like, I tell you what I'll do, but what I'll do is most of the time not what you want to do. So I've decided I don't give advice, I just give answers. It's like...
You give answers.
It's like I can give an answer, but I can't give advice. Because advice is normally not what the person would want to do or wants to hear.
Okay.
And that what good is advice that, that they don't want to use?
Okay, so on my left hand is my right-hand woman, but sitting on my left. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Yes. Well, thank you.
No problem. So you agree with the advice answer model. And do you think, generally speaking, I mean, you are a girl.
I am, indeed.
So, and I know a lot of people come to you for advice.
Mm.
And how do you do that? Like, what kind of stuff are you giving back to them?
Well, I really like the way you articulated it. Because I think I've always been thinking about that in the past couple of years, and I never understood that that's what I was doing. But I actually think I kind of do that now, because it is true. I think when a friend comes to me and asks me what they think they should do, I have a hard time being like, oh, well, I think you should do this, I think you should do that. But I would say I try to give maybe examples of what I have done in a similar situation, or maybe what others I have done, or what others have done that I've seen has been successful. And I tend to ask more questions, I think, in those sessions than actually giving kind of concrete, like, direction.
That's very lawyer of you.
Oh, man.
But she's not a lawyer yet.
Don't say that.
She's a lawyer in training. What I notice is that even though you, Dick, on my right, which is what we'll be calling you from now on, and my other partner, Jane, Dick, you actually are really, really good at sort of breaking down the issues and then almost making a list of them, saying, do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? And then coming to a conclusion logically based on that.
Hmm.
And is that just because of the way you do? Like, what is your formula for giving somebody help or advice?
Well, you know, I went to school to become an engineer.
Oh, that's right.
And in engineering, everything's a word problem. And so with those word problems, you list your knowns first, then you list your unknowns and variables. And from there, you've already painted a picture of what you need, what you have, and, like, you know, how you're supposed to get it. And then the tools you develop are, you know, seeing a problem and, like, attacking it with, like, the most logical way.
Right.
So, I mean, whether or not it's calculating the shear force of a flagpole or, you know,
or what you should do,
which was a problem I had to do. I mean.
So you come from a very logical sort of background, and you know how to problem solve.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I feel like for you, Jane, you sort of do an emotional sort of, I'm here to make you feel comfortable in your choice, and you should make your choice.
Yes, I would say, I mean, I think logic is important, and that's why I think I like to ask questions, because I want, I mean, I think there's two purposes to asking a lot of questions. One is the logic, is just kind of talking it out, literally fleshing out what's good, what's a good idea, what's a bad idea, you know, what's happened in the past, what could happen, blah, 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 talking it out with the person. The other is, yeah, just pretty much, I think it's important for people to feel as if they're making decisions with their own, you know,
mindset.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, I don't think it's always a great idea just to take someone's word, you know, and
as someone talks about it, mm-hmm. it kind of uncovers whether or not there's like one option that they know is the right one, but they don't want to do. One right. option they really want to do, but they know is kind of stupid.
Right.
Another option that's kind of, and so you get a feel for that
right.
when you poke and prod a little bit. And then it's like, I think I know what you really want to do, but you just want me to confirm.
Right.
That's yes.
That's the thing. I feel like as people who, a lot of people come to you guys for advice or for answers, maybe, for example, I have an advice pool of various people, and sometimes I just go to one person because I think subconsciously I know what they're going to say to me.
Mm.
And one person yep. will be supportive, one person will definitely say no.
Sure.
So like, I kind of just want to feel better about myself because I'm about to do something, so I just go to that person.
Right.
Mm.
And do you think that's like a flawed model?
Mm.
I mean, you're not really getting a real gist of things.
I think if you wanted to get the real gist of things, you would. But if you want someone to support an act, like an idea or an action that you know not everyone really would, then you go to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think support is important. I mean, not everyone can be logical and completely, it's I think it's impossible to base every decision based on just pure logic. And I think that as humans, we just, you know, especially if it's a big decision, sometimes you just need to feel supported.
Well, like, let's say you're going to impulse buy a TV. And if you hit up your logical group of friends, they would say, you know what, I don't think so. Your credit card debt, this, that. But you're like, you know, I'm going to talk to my TV buff friend.
Right.
And you're going to tell him. And that person might say, yeah, buy the TV. But if you're going to do it, this new something just came out. Like, so you also, even though you're going to do this impulse, you do it more right
mm.
or more. So, I mean, that's kind of, instead of like, should I get this, you know, TV? I mean, I can see that's another reason that you would get that like affirmation.
You want that reinforcement. That
yeah, like. Yeah. Because they could even give you like some more, like they'll support it, but then they'll also like branch on it. Oh, that's
so even okay. So the other thing, how do you guys feel when somebody repeatedly comes to you for advice, and then they don't listen to you? Like you say, I think you should do this. This might be a good idea,
mm.
and then they don't listen to you. Do you still give them that same effort the next time around, or do you just say, you know what, you're not even listening to me anyway?
I should.
I don't think that has happened to me so much, in the sense that I just don't think one person has come to me, you know, multiple times, and then I get, you know, told them to go one way and they decided not to. But I mean, I think the times that it has happened in kind of one-off instances, I think I just, you know, if they were to come back to me with a similar or type question or query, I mean, I would maybe remind them.
You'd remind them.
not
like
in
last
the sense,
time you didn't listen to me.
No, not in the, like, I told you so way, but no, just to, I mean, we're all human, and I think, and when I ask people for advice, I want, you know, I do want support, but I definitely want someone to be like, don't you remember what happened last time? You know, or just to kind of be real with me as well. And I think I definitely know a couple of my friends need somebody to just kind of keep them in check also. You know what I mean?
Speaking of the last time that you got advice or asked for advice,
mm-hmm.
who do you guys normally go to for advice?
Google.
You go to Google for advice.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I guess it depends on what area, but I mean, I do go to you, John, I think for some things for sure. Especially like personal relationships.
I'm good at those.
You are. And I mean, I think just personally for me, that's the biggest area that I generally tend to go to people for advice for, so
So you go to people advice mostly for relationship type stuff?
For me, I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, but here's the thing. Dick is actually, he's almost like a number one answer advice guy. Because there's so many things that he's actually an expert at.
Yes, this is very true.
Which is true. I mean, if you think about it, not aside from all the computer stuff and the tech stuff, which everybody runs through you and a lot of other people, but you know how to build things, you know how to construct, you know, you have a nice, clear, logical way of doing things. But now, how does that apply when you're giving personal advice? You've never actually given me personal advice, but I'm sure you have to people we've known. Have those worked out?
Jeez. Since I can't remember them, they probably didn't.
They didn't work out. I'm thinking of a specific time.
I don't know of a specific time I gave somebody personal advice, and I don't think I really give that much personal advice.
Right.
Besides, well, what do you want to do? Do that.
There was actually one advice that you gave that resonated with me for many years.
Oh, great.
Which is one of our friends was on the verge of breaking up with his girl. And and he wasn't sure what to do.
Right.
And what happened was that you said, listen, do you have a plan for the future? Do you have somebody in waiting? Do you, you're a little bit unhappy. Is there something else coming around the corner? He said, no, no, no. And what did you say?
Well, I mean, knowing him, and this helped in that in this
of
decision.
Course.
But knowing him, without a girlfriend, he would have just been so idle and so all over the place. I was like, you know what? If you don't have another girlfriend, which you obviously need at this point, and you're going to break up with this one, you're just going to put yourself into more misery. Why don't you just hold on to this one for a little while, find another one, and then make a nice little hop? And I mean, he did that, and it worked out great, I think.
It did.
It's not the most morale decision
it's
or,
not the
or
decision
advice.
That
and,
you
and
yourself
not,
would have made because you're a fine, upstanding young man.
Of course, of course.
But
yeah, I would never
friend,
put myself in the situation that he was in. But in order to get himself out, that was what just seemed logical at the time, given you know the where the pieces lay. That's right. Okay, so I got one.
You do.
One. I'll put that feather in my hat.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, so you're capable of giving interpersonal advice.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for you, Jane, you actually, people always come to you for interpersonal advice. No one's coming to you for computer advice.
That's
for
sure.
For obvious reasons.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And so are there times when you feel like you've given them bad advice?
I think that there are times that I have felt that I held back a lot. I think that's a bridge that I have started to cross in the last year or two.
What do you mean?
Than before.
Held back.
In being real with people and just being less focused on support and more focused on what's really truly going to help them. Meaning, I think I had this notion in my head that if I, you know, if I made them angry or if I were to critique them in a certain way that I wouldn't be supporting them.
As in like saying something they don't want to hear.
Exactly. And now, I think it could be through personal experience. Just that, you know, I think the older I get, the more real I want people to be with me. And just, you know, I need to hear things and we're all imperfect. And I think support is about being real with somebody, but I mean, also knowing that you're going to support them afterward too, or just in whatever they decide to do.
It's interesting because I've heard you say the word support a lot and in all of our advice talks between me and Dick, we've never used that word.
Right.
You know,
it doesn't even
come
into our vocabulary.
Yeah, support's not even a thought that crosses my mind when I come to advice.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, when does somebody look for advice? It's when they have a dilemma. It's when they need help on a decision. And it's like, okay, well, I mean, I could support your decision.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they're not even at that step yet. They're at, like, the deciding of what will the decision be. And so it's more like let's help you see things a little bit clearer, and then like I mean I guess once they make that decision, then I support them. It's like yeah, way to go, that's the right thing to do. You're doing the right thing. Like I can help you out with that if you need something. But
so for you, support comes after the decision.
I mean, yeah, and I mean, while somebody's making a decision, I don't, and this is because I think I don't look for support when I'm making a decision. When I'm making a decision, it's like, I need more data. I need another perspective. Mm-hmm. I need someone who's more knowledgeable about this situation,
mm-hmm.
so that they can outlay everything so I can see it, and then I can make my decision. And once I make my decision, I mean, you know, I would like the support, but that's like a post thing for me.
You're actually very good at that. Just as a side tangent, speaking of advice, in the last month, I have gotten advice from amazing advice about cars.
You mean Dick?
Yes, about cars. Because I recently bought a used car, and Dick pretty much held my hand through the entire thing. In essence, just showed me how to get a used car, and because I know nothing about cars. He helped me when my Mac just happened to break down one night, and it was very, very, very frustrating and sad. And
did you cry?
I did not cry, but I almost threw things around in my room.
There was emotional distress.
In a temper tantrum,
but
yes.
She handled it well.
But I handled it.
Okay.
And he taught me how to torrent music, which was...
Now, how does that work? Could you explain it to us?
No.
Just give us what you think is happening while torrenting.
She asked me a question today.
What did she ask?
Oh, no.
What did she ask?
Dick.
Please, I want to hear it.
Kind of pulled me to the side under her breath. Hey, so when I torrent something, does my laptop have to be open? Open as in on.
Open
and
as
that
in
was
on.
Advice. She was coming to me for advice.
Yeah.
But I gave her an answer.
You gave her an answer right away.
Yes. You can't download something if the computer's off. Then that's my final answer.
Well, you know, the computer's sleeping. And I mean, you can your mind is still working when you're sleeping.
I mean, you're not the most tech savvy person I know. So that was a legitimate question.
I mean,
thank you, fifth graders.
I thought, yeah, it was or sixth, you know, if they're in
right.
city schools.
Right. Okay, so here's the other thing I'm curious about, Dick, is that a lot of people come to you advice for a lot of things, and you had mentioned to me at other times that you don't actually go to other people for advice about anything. And in fact, I've never had you ask me anything, really. You've asked me for answers about my area of expertise sometimes, but you don't actually go for advice to many people, I don't think.
Mm. You know, I lead a simple life, I guess.
I see. So it's not just you don't need advice. Like you are, can your own system work for you where you can say, I am good at breaking stuff down, so thus I will apply those to my own life. And thus you don't need to ask other people for advice.
I mean, if I could always keep a cool head and I could always, you know, separate emotion from you know, like my thoughts, then yeah, in theory that would work. But I don't think that I'm a robot. So, you know, there are times where, you know, it's like I call my mom and, you know, Mom, what's going on? I need some help, this and that. And, I mean, Mom's always there to give support and advice. But, I mean, I'm a simple guy. I don't go.
You like machines?
I like machines, you know, and they don't have feelings. Although I'm not sure which ones I can afford or buy. But, you know,
okay.
I figure in time I can get them all.
Okay. Anything else about advice or answers that you guys would like to talk about?
Well, I do have one friend, and she's got a very interesting way of getting advice.
We'll get to that, though.
Wait.
That's our bonus footage.
Oh, got it.
But in this particular, is there something else that
realm?
You guys, in this round?
I never use ask.com.
Never use ask.com. Do you have some good advice to leave with our listeners?
I would say listen to your gut.
Listen to your gut.
Oh, man. There's a great quote from Coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
So it's when Daryl and Mr. McDowell try to get Lisa to marry Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets mad and she storms out. So she's sitting on the swing. And this is when the smooth Prince Akeem cruises out. And he sits down. He's all like upright and proper. They're on the swings outside.
Yes.
And he puts his jacket around her and she gets all mad. I'm like, how can they just think they're going to rule my life? Do you think? And then she asks him, do you think I acted too crazy out there? And he says, one's first impression or one's first reaction is oftentimes the correct one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know the right things to say. And so, I mean, kind of going along your
yes.
The gut feeling, go with your gut.
So really what you guys are trying to say is when you think of trash, think of a king.
When you think of garbage, think of a king.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Everything you needed done was done for you.
Now you do it on your own. All right. I got a little bit of special bonus footage. Sitting in this room are people who give a lot of advice to George. Not all of us are here because she has a very wide circle of advice people. And then actually, me and Dick have a theory about how she comes to decisions. Outline it for us.
So, I've known George for a while, and I've noticed that there's kind of a way, a method, and I don't even know if she's aware of it.
She's not.
That she goes or gets advice. And I call it the round robin.
I call it how to influence George without her knowing.
Right.
But go ahead.
So, if she has something, let's say she's got a big decision in her life. She's going to buy a new car.
Okay.
She will go and hit everybody up for advice that she knows. She's got like a circle of advisors. I don't know. And she's appointed them. Maybe 10 people.
Yeah.
And these 10 people are what she goes to for everything. But for, you know, the car, she doesn't go to like the three that know a lot about cars. Because some of them don't. Some of them do. She kind of just like pools each one and then randomly chooses the one to listen to.
She definitely doesn't go to the expert. She's not like, you three know the most about cars, I will talk to you. Right. She asks everybody.
She asks everybody.
Even if they know nothing about cars.
But the people that she listens to are not those top three experts. I mean, I can understand going to everybody, all 10.
Right.
But she'll go to the 10 and then, well, this person said this. And I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, but that person is no authority on cars. Didn't they buy a car for twice the value of it, or didn't they, you know, do something stupid to prove that they're not like a good resource for that? Well, I don't care. And I mean, for smaller things, for things that are not as, you know, I mean, that one's got a big repercussion if you do have a bad decision. But for smaller things, it's even more like erroneous. She'll
pick anybody.
And that's where the round robin comes in. It's almost like a Russian roulette, per se.
I mean, I almost feel like it's last in, first out. If you're the last person to talk to her, that's almost the decision that will sway her to
instead. Yeah.
You know, she'll pull like 10 people about a particular decision, and then the last person sort of has undue influence over her.
Could be. Well, it's kind of like, you know, like when you're given a speech in class,
mm-hmm.
It's like the first one makes an impression, the last one makes an impression, and then if somebody goes in front of you and they suck, then you follow them up, you make an impression because of that contrast.
Right.
And so I think it's kind of has the same kind of dynamic as classroom speeches.
So Jane, I mean, you've known George a shorter time than we have, and you've been on the receipt. You've given her much advice about many things, I believe. I think you, at least she comes to you for things, maybe about boys a lot or whatever it may be. Do you think this model is, I mean, I can see the gear spinning in your head as you try to figure out if what we're saying is true.
Right. I mean, I think she has come to me a few times over the year. We've definitely become closer. And I think she trusts me, and vice versa. Honestly, I don't know if I've known her long enough to be able to see this pattern. I mean, I don't necessarily.
Well, it doesn't matter because are you included on the CCs for her emails? I think is when you know you're in the decision chain.
Right, right.
Because she'll ask something in CC, you know, a few people.
Well, and
I don't believe I am.
You're not familiar with it?
No.
Oh.
I don't believe I am. I'm
sorry.
Well,
then. I mean, she CCs us on like tech questions. But yeah. I think you must have been on the emails about boy ones. I feel like you must have been. No?
No.
Not really.
Oh.
I mean, I feel like if we ever talk, it's just
this is
it's just
great.
Private. It's just privately about
it's just private.
Some boy.
Okay.
But that's advice. That's Yeah. But it's not an, so I mean, and it's not always at the same time. Like it'll be on Tuesday,
right.
She'll talk to you. Mm-hmm. And on Wednesday, somebody else.
I mean, I can see that.
She, which is similar.
She definitely
spreads
her.
Yeah.
You know, her questions and.
But the pattern that we've
noticed,
noticed. Have you, in retrospect now, can you like put that together? Can you see that happening?
I could see that happening. Again, I don't feel like I've known her for such a long span of time to be able to notice it. And I think a lot of her questions, again, about tech, like, you know, getting her large screen TV. I mean, I clearly
I mean, even like, it, so. Should I buy these shoes?
Mm.
Or should I buy this shirt? These are
right.
also questions that
right.
she asks in this manner.
This is true. I don't know if I knew that she polled a lot of people to.
Wow. This is awkward.
Right. Well, no, okay. She doesn't poll everybody about buying shoes. Like she just buys the shoes. But like, should I go home for Thanksgiving?
Right.
That's something
right. yeah.
that, you know,
that's
I
a very
know
good one.
There was probably a week and a half of should I go home for Thanksgiving.
That's true. That's absolutely
and,
true.
And everybody has a conversation with her.
Right.
And they come to a conclusion. She's like, all right, I'm doing it. That's what I'm
mm-hmm.
doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 hours later...
And then she'll be like, but then I talked to blank and blank, and he said,
right.
or then this, you know.
And then, like, when she ultimately makes the decision, it's like, what? You kind of left with just, like, mouth agape,
like how did you decide
how did
this?
That? Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
You talked to so-and-so for an hour. You talked to so-and-so for 10 minutes. And then here you had, like, a 3-hour conversation. And then you made the decision off of this
10-minute
text. Like,
yeah.
What's...
I have, right, I definitely have noticed that. She'll definitely come back a couple of days, oh, I talked to this person and now I've changed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I do wonder, again, it's the whole gut thing, because I think George has a very strong gut, but she doesn't allow herself to listen to it. And that's why she asks a lot of people for advice. But I know she has, it's there.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just don't think she allows its presence or kind of brings up its presence during the whole like decision making until like the very end. Where she has all this advice and different ideas, and then she kind of goes with it. And it's probably true. Like, the most recent person could have a larger influence.
The last person who gives a speech.
I mean, it might not be the last. It might just be... Because here's the other thing that I think we notice is that there's a timely thing where, like, if you talk to her for 3 hours, you're like, I got her on the fence. She's feeling this way. And the next person will talk to her for, like, a shorter amount of time, and that person will be the one to tip her one way or the other.
True, yeah.
So what you want to be is not necessarily like the last person, but you just want to be...
Straw.
Right.
So you want to be the straw.
Right.
That breaks the camel.
So how can we use this to our advantage?
We need to have a system. The advisors need to get together.
The advisors
get together.
We need to...
I'll be like, hey, John, I was the camel. So you got to jump in right now and be the straw. Like,
right.
I did all the work just now. Like, the jar is almost, like, the lid is almost off the jar.
Well, we need to tag team is what we're saying.
Exactly.
Because what happens
exactly.
now is that we individually give her advice, and we don't know who she's going to call next. But, for example, if you just prepped her with a 3-hour talk, you got to call me and
I
say,
gotta, I gotta
call
let,
her right now.
I gotta let the distribution
it'll come up.
Know. Let
and
the
then
advisors.
I will tip her in the direction that you suggested.
Right.
Because otherwise, if she's talking to someone that's not me, it can tip her any direction.
Right.
So
well, no. So what I'm saying is, let's say I talked to her for an hour. This is what I think needs to happen. This is what you should do. This is the best way to go. Then I need to communicate to the 9. Guys, this is headed your way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to everybody.
She's going to – now, if you guys say opposite of what I say, that means a lot more
– Another round of questions.
Another more round of questions.
Cannot have that.
That's more
Cannot
work for
that.
Us right here. So what do you guys really want to do? We'll have a little, like, you know – meeting
oh, wow.
and then boom. So whoever she hits, we got the same story.
That's actually almost exactly how we acquired her laptop. Because we definitely talked behind the scenes quite a
of
bit
course.
About her laptop without her knowledge.
I mean, it organically happened because she created that scenario.
Yeah.
She's like her method is now a product of her own doing.
Yeah. So now that we're aware of it and we're sharing with you. So everyone can use this system.
Right, yes.
If you're on the CC list.
Yeah, if you're on the CC
so
list.
So in your particular case, I'm sorry, Jane.
Clearly, we're not quite as
you're
close
not
as I expected.
Quite as close as I thought you were. You're on no CCs. But okay. Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad we kind of talked that out.
It was good to discover that. Yeah, that was a fun discovery.
All right. Perfect. We love you, George.
We love you.
yeah.